First Baptist Church of Redmond, November 7th, 2021, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Remember Your Creator.
Please rise and join me in reading Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years approach when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. You may be seated.
The sermon is titled, Remember Your Creator, obviously, because, it had a picture in for time change. So I thought it was destined that that would be the picture. You see these two people? What do they have? Rolling walkers. I'm trying not to use a rolling walker. I'm trying to use a cane, but they say it's faster. I don't know. At 94, this is a contemporary picture. On 94, Frank Walsh had already lived a long, full life, but he wasn't done dreaming about what could be. After his wife of 62 years, wow, passed away, Walsh ambled down to a neighboring senior center to, in his word, meet girls. The one who caught his eye turned out to be Rosemary Acker, 87, who he began seeing three times a week. I couldn't ask for any more in life, as said Walsh. I have health and love, and now this. This was the crazy idea to join the local high school marching band. Frank had no formal musical training, though he'd been around marching bands for through his years of playing sports and serving in the military. But he wanted to be around the high school students because he thought it would make him feel young again. So when Chad Davies, director of the marching band at Wilsonville High School, heard about the idea from one of the managers at Walsh's residential facility, he posted the questions to his students. And Stephen Jennings, lead snare drummer, spoke from the rest of the band. Awesome, he said. So they decided that cymbals would be the best instrument for Frank since it didn't require him to read any music. So they fashioned a special pair for him to try and use, and it didn't come easy, it didn't come naturally, but Walsh, a lifelong learner who spent more than 40 years teaching in Oregon schools, kept at it. I've been practicing, you know. I watch YouTube videos to learn how to play the cymbals. I've learned how to keep the left hand stable and hit with the right hand, and how to deaden the cymbal by pressing it against my body. Frank Walsh and his girlfriend, Rosemary, she's graduated to the term of girlfriend, sat with the band during Wilsonville's game against Wilson High. When the band played the fight song, Frank played the cymbals. What was the theme of the night? It was senior night. Ba-dum-bum. So, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the pleasure the evil days come and the years approach when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. We're beginning the last chapter of Ecclesiastes. I'll finish, I anticipate, next Sunday. What will I preach next? I don't know yet. So pray for me to pick another book. But Solomon's last instruction is mainly for young people although maybe the people who understand it best are older. It is a call to remembrance. Here Solomon is calling us to live a God-centered life, making the God who made the universe our first and highest priority. In fact, this is the key to all other things, as he calls us to do in this passage. The reason we are able to rejoice in our young years of life, or else in our youth and strength, is because God, every day, is a gift from our Creator, God. The reason we need to walk in holy ways is because our Maker is also our Judge. The best remedy for any pain or vexation is to cast our care upon the God who made us and knows all about us. To remember God is to live our whole lives for Him. It is to be mindful of God in every circumstance, including Him in all our plans, praising Him for all our blessing, and praying to Him through all our troubles. Such remembrance, writes Derek Kidner, he wrote a commentary, is no perfunctory or purely mental act. It is to drop our pretense of self-sufficiency and commit ourselves to Him. The best time in life to do this is when we are still young enough to give our whole lifetime to God's service. Do not wait until you are so old that you do not have much desire to do anything, because life has lost its pleasure. I want to say that survey says, and experience proves, that if a young person doesn't do anything in church by the time they're 18, they'll never start doing anything again. So I appreciate our young people for working in Awana, working in VBS, working. We used to have nursery, But I appreciate our young people because we're so active. We're active as we can, as much as we can be. But survey says if they're not serving God by the time they're 18, they're highly unlikely to start doing it. Rather, give your life to God now, while you still have enough passion to make a difference in the world. Remember God when home and at school. Remember Him when outside His creation, or indoors in the kitchen or in the bedroom. Remember Him at work and at play, playing baseball or playing the violin. Yeah, something my kids have done. Do not forget about God, but remember Him in everything that you do. The balance of this passage, verses 2 through 6, is a poem. And I didn't tell you, I didn't ask you, Daniel, will you come up and read the poem out loud? I'm sorry for springing this on you. Yeah. It's a poem, and it's to be understood as a poem.
While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern.
Thank you. This is a famous poem written by Solomon, and it's recognized as one of the classics poems about aging, about getting old. And we'll look at it phrase by phrase until we gain some understanding, because since it's a poem, it was written by inspiration, it was written from God, the phrases have meaning. And we'll look at them exactly. Verse 2 speaks of what I've called the gathering storm. Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened. A gathering storm might depict the suddenness of death. And it has the meaning, I'm going to give you my understanding of the phrases of the poem. I think it means that the man or the woman does not see well. It could mean extinguishing the light of life and the failure of memory, understanding, the will, and your ability to imagine things. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars, the key word is, are darkened. Darkened. Youth ends with old age, making life an unpromising cold winter. And the clouds return after the rain. Cloudy vision sounds like glaucoma. People have been suffering it for thousands and thousands of years. They couldn't do anything about it till recently, but it sounds like glaucoma. Storms are symbolic of dread and sorrow with encroaching old age and impending death. It contributes to the scene of gloom and death. Next, we move to the household of the deceased. On the day that the watchmen of the house tremble. Trembling, I've got a little bit, not too much, but a little bit on my right hand still. It's getting better, but I've got trembling. Imminent destruction brought about by God affects both the mighty and the worker. And strong men are bent over, referring primarily to the legs and the knees. I don't know if you've seen someone who suffers from that, but I know people who can't straighten up with their back because of age. It might describe the major muscles of the back and the legs as the cause. The grinders stop working because there are few. You can probably guess the meaning. Guess the meaning. What part of the body is the grinders? The teeth. Everyone thinks Solomon is talking about your teeth. Some think the reference could include women grinding grain, but I think they're thinking too much. And those who look through the windows grow dim. What is that referencing? Eyes, sight. The eyes start losing their sight. Some say the eyes lose their sparkle. It's referring to you don't look like you're aware anymore. It could be the literary idiom involving dashed hopes. And the doors on the street are shut as the sound of grinding mill is low. What is that referencing? I think the reference is the hearing. Most understanding hearing is difficult. It includes speech, but because they can't hear speech. Some understand the meaning refers to being toothless. Well, others see the meaning refers to doors shut against the wind and rain. But I understand that it references hearing, and hearing is difficult because traditionally you can't hear when you're older. And one will arise at the sound of a bird. What is that talking about? You wake up all the time. Light sleep. Even if you're partially deaf, you don't sleep as good. Waking at the slightest sound. Some people see the opposite, seeing that the sound of birds can hardly be heard. But I think it means you don't sleep as well when you're older. And all the daughters of song will sing softly. I think it's referencing the loss of the ability to make, like Frank, or enjoy music. He always wanted to join a band, and he could, and he did it at 94. It speaks of deafness. It speaks of merrymakers terrorized into silence. Aging, the ultimate harbinger of death, 12:5. Furthermore, people are afraid of a high place and of terrors on the road. It spoke of fear. When you get older, everything is scary. You might fall down. You might trip. I have to watch when I use my cane, or I even walk independently sometimes, but my foot drags, or I encounter carpets and hardwood floors, and I commonly have to be careful because the danger of tripping is severe. And we won't go if it snows and freezes to Leavenworth. We won't go because I'll slip and fall. And it's dangerous for me to fall. Some people think it's a fear of God, the high and lifted up one, but I don't agree. And when you're walking on the road, you have a fear of heights from which attacks might come. That's possible. The almond tree blossoms. What can that be referencing? Something I won't have to worry about much. White hair. The almond tree blossoms, and I've seen almond trees, and I used to in California go to a church that had almond growers in it, and they blossom with white leaves, referencing white hair. Some people think that it means the almond blossoms become revolting, but I don't think so. The grasshopper drags itself along. I think that references loss of strength. Even a grasshopper is too heavy to carry. Wow. Because some people experience extreme weakness when they get older. Problems with joints, swollen ankles, or other difficulties walking. The caperberry is ineffective. Most people think that refers to the loss of many desires. You don't want to do anything anymore, can't do anything anymore. So if you see an older person just sitting, that's the easiest thing for them to do. But they need to move. They need to exercise. They need to just walk up and get a cup of coffee. And it's easy to shrink and get ready for death. But you need to do something. The trees are reborn, but not the humans. Some people think it refers to breaking in the sense of coming to nothing or falling apart. But I think it's the first one. I think that when you get older, you think of what you have to do. You think of even going for a walk or going across the room, and you think, yeah, it's not worth it. For man goes to his eternal home while the mourners move around in the street. I think that senses the continuous decline physically towards death. Death comes, and then mourners carry the dead to the grave. Death finally is returning to God. The golden bowl is crushed. The brain and or body is in view. Some people see it as servants trembling at the presence of death of the house, but I think it refers to the aged person becoming less and less responsive, less and less able to be satisfied, and they're preparing for the sleep of death. The pitcher by the spring is shattered. If there's a meaning, and it's hard to find meaning, I admit, in all these phrases, I think the pitcher by the spring refers to the source of liquid or movement in the body, and I think it references the heart and pictures the heart failing. The death of a common man. The silver cord is broken. I think the soul is in view. I think that it pictures God wanting to be close, but when you die, it breaks the cord, breaks the fellowship. Spiritual mellow connections between the brain and the nerves. The demise of daily life under the sun. The wheel at the cistern is crushed. if it has the sense of the body, veins and arteries are not working well. Wheel should be taken as jar depicting a poor man. I included this view, but I included it since it's a poem, and some people think that is the reference, but no, I think the reference is to your veins, your arteries, your capillaries not working well. I wanted to give you this phrase. Remember him before the light of the sun and the moon. Remember him before your legs. Remember him before your teeth. Remember him before the door to life's opportunity is closed and the sound of work fades. Remember him before you become fearful of falling and work worry about dangers in the streets. Remember him before you near the grave. Yes, remember your Creator. That is the theme. That is the meaning. You're supposed to think and remember and cause to remember God in all things. Bono is written. Ecclesiastes is one of my favorite books. It's a book about a character who wants to find out why he's alive, why he was created. He tries knowledge. He tries wealth. He tries experience. He tries everything. You hurry to the end of the book to find out why. And it says, remember your Creator. In a way, it's such a letdown, yet it isn't. No, it isn't. Getting to know our Creator before we go old and die is the most important thing we can ever do. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116, verse 15. Growing old and facing death are some of the hardest experiences in life. The Bible is honest about this, but not bitter. In fact, this passage contains some of the most beautiful words ever breathed. The Holy Spirit took special pains to treat aging and dying with dignity. This shows God's loving care for his people all throughout life, even down to old age and then on to the grave. But it is not only the death of his saints that is precious to God. They are precious to him throughout the whole process of aging for us. I'm 61. I used to think that is old. I'm not getting any younger. Old age and death stand before us all and approach rapidly. God has designed me to be empty without him. Without God, nothing holds lasting satisfaction. As next Sunday, we'll conclude Ecclesiastes. Nothing without God, without God, nothing holds satisfaction. Now is the time to prepare for eternity. You're not ready to live until you're ready to die. Contrast that with this. Have I got a cartoon for you? Bob Mackoff used to be the cartoon editor for the New Yorker magazine. His job is laugh a minute. The New Yorker has published more than 80,000 cartoons since its first issue. In an interview on 60 Minutes, Mankoff said that the Grim Reaper has appeared in the magazine funny pages more than any other character. For example, one cartoon is the latest acquisition. Thank goodness you're here. I can't accomplish anything unless I have a deadline. Ba-dum-bum. Honestly, if it wasn't for death, I don't think, Bancroft says, I don't think there would be any humor. The Grim Reaper's going to get the last laugh. Until then, it's our turn. One day, the Grim Reaper will be fired and abolished. He won't get the last laugh, at least not for the followers of the risen Christ.